why do we refer to it as the Islamic Revolution and not the Iranian Revolution? And how is this revolution different from other revolutions or changes that have occurred in the past? Number one, leadership. The leadership of this revolution was in the hands of Imam Khomeini, a religious scholar that had not been educated in the West, that had no links with the West, that was not beholden to the West. In fact, he had emerged from the very roots of Islam. Secondly, this revolution was not indebted or linked with any foreign powers, as have so many other changes that have occurred in the world. Number three, it had the support of the masses. The overwhelming majority of the people in Iran supported the Islamic Revolution. Number four, and this is a very critical factor that people haven't paid adequate attention to, and that is that it was a completely non-violent resistance against a tyranny. The Shah's army butchered more than 80,000 innocent people in Iran. But the revolutionary movement in Iran did not resort to violence. The United States supplied financial support, chemical weapons, and other support, and its allies in Europe supplied weapons to Saddam's regime. So we had an international conspiracy of all of these powers against the Islamic Republic of Iran, and it was all alone in defending its revolution. The Islamic Revolution was able to defend itself successfully and to liberate each and every inch of its territory from the Iraqi invaders.